You're listening to the audio production of The Healer's Apprentice by Melanie Dickerson, published by Zondervan and read by Jude Mason.
Chapter 1. April 1386. Hagenheim, the Harz Mountains, Lower Saxony. The townspeople of Hagenheim craned their necks as they peered down the cobblestone street, hoping to catch a glimpse of the Duke of Hagenheim's two handsome sons. The top heavy, half-timbered houses hovered above the crowd as if they too were eager to get a peek at Lord Hamlin and Lord Rupert. Rose shifted her basket from her left hip to her right and wrinkled her nose at the stale smell of sweat from the many bodies pressed close, mingled with the pungent scent of animal dung. Chickens and children skittered about, the clucking and squealing adding to the excited murmurs. "I'll wait with you to the count of 100, Hildy, then I'm leaving." Rose couldn't let Frau Jerusha think her apprentice was a lazy dawdler. "Are you not curious to see if they've changed?" Hildy asked, her green eyes glinting in the sun. "No doubt the Duke's sons have developed into humble scholars after 2 years at Heidelberg's university." Even as she spoke, she glanced up the street. In spite of wanting Hildy to think her indifferent to the young nobleman, Rose was glad she had a good view. Rose's dog, Wolfie, began barking so zealously his front paws lifted off the ground. "Hist! No barking!" Rose leaned down and rubbed the ruff of fur at the back of his neck. "Rose!" Her heart leapt at the horrified tone in Hildy's voice and she stood and faced her friend. "You didn't even wear your best dress!" Rose glanced down at her green woolen kirtle. "Oh, Hildy, as if it matters! At least your hair looks beautiful." Hildy ran her hand down Rose's loose mane of brown curls.